You're listening to SBS News.
Heartbreak High is an iconic Australian show which has been rebooted by streaming company Netflix. It's one of many homegrown dramas that subscription companies have been investing in. Graham Mason is the chief executive of Screen Australia.
So of course, it's an incredible thing that we've got almost $2.3 billion being spent on drama. That shows just how busy our sector is. The thing I really would draw attention to is that $1.5 billion of it is being spent on local Australian content, not just the great ones that come down from overseas to film here and use our crews, but local IP and producers and writers and directors. Really, that's an incredible achievement.
Despite this headline figure, the full picture detailed in the yearly drama report from Screen Australia is more complex. By hours, dramas made for free-to-air networks still outweigh streaming services, but the number has been in decline and will halve next financial year as daily soap opera Neighbours is removed. The number of Australian feature films was also half that of the previous year, despite the total spend being up by more than 50%. Graham Mason again.
I think it's getting much harder to make films. It's never been easy, but audience behaviour's changed. So whilst we're going back to the cinemas, we're at the moment going back more for the bigger films or films that are really appointments to view.
Julie Eckersley is the head of Scripted at SBS, and she said the broadcaster continues to be focused on elevating the voices of diverse storytellers.
Stories are the most powerful tool in the world. They can move hearts and minds. And I think we've long known the cultural value of storytelling, but what this report proves is also the economic value to Australia.
The total spend by streaming services on local dramas is now double that of free-to-air networks. Despite this, Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is urging the federal government to speed up its proposal to regulate how much local content these companies are required to make.
There's no guarantee that Australian stories will continue to be invested in until we regulate the industry. Just like we've had regulations in the past for free-to-air television, we need it now on streaming services, which of course most Australians are now consuming more and more and more of the content on.
It's not just drama that's decreasing on free-to-air. Australian-made children's shows are all but gone from commercial TV after the effective abolition of a quota requirement by the previous Morrison government. The Federal Minister for the Arts has been contacted for comment. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.